Now, we know that at present we're concerned with the higher evolution of man. And we've already understood, I hope, week by week more deeply, that this is the most important subject with which we could possibly occupy ourselves. The subject of the higher evolution of man, our own potential higher evolution and development. And we began in the first lecture by distinguishing what we now call the lower evolution and the higher evolution. And we saw first, before going into this distinction, we saw that the whole of existence at all levels consists of one gigantic process of development, a development from lower to higher levels of being, of existence, of consciousness, even of organization. And we saw further, most importantly, that man himself is included in this great process, and that we can study man, study ourselves in two different ways, from two different points of view. We can study man in terms of what he has developed out of, what he has grown up from, and this constitutes the lower evolution. We can study him too in terms of what he will develop into, at least what he can develop into, and this whole tremendous range of possibilities and potentialities lying now before us, above us, ahead of us, this is what we call the higher evolution. The first, the lower evolution, we saw, is covered by physics, by chemistry, by biology, whereas the second is covered by what, borrowing a term from Middleton Murray, we call the metabiological sciences. That is to say, covered by psychology, by religion, single inverted commas, by philosophy, by even the fine arts. And we saw on our chart, could I have the other one, please? We saw on our chart that the whole process of the lower evolution is covered by the section of the hypotenuse from one down here up to two, this point. We saw that this point zero represents the beginning, the start, the commencement of the whole evolutionary process. Then we saw that point one here represents the point of the emergence of human consciousness in the distinctively human sense. Then we saw that point three is the point at which the awareness of reality begins to dawn. And then we saw that this point, the point of infinity, is the culmination of the whole evolutionary process, the point of what in Buddhism we call nirvana, the point of which what we call Buddhahood, and so on. And we saw further that these points divide the whole evolutionary process into sections, into four distinct sections. And this we called the infrahuman, this we called the human, primitive and civilized, this we called the ultra-human, and this the transhuman, or even the suprahuman. And in this way we saw that the whole process of evolution, from the bottom, as it were, right up to the top, is covered, is comprehended. And this means that we can see, we ourselves can see, exactly where is it that we stand. We saw, some of you may remember, that man, at the best at which we usually know him, stands right in the middle of this great evolutionary process. Man stands, we may say, at the watershed, dividing the lower from the higher evolution. That is to say, man stands fairly and squarely on point two. Most of us, we also saw regrettably, come considerably below this point, many being perhaps not very much even above point one. And this reminded us of the fact that for the majority of people, humanity, the true human status, in the sense of development of a distinctively human consciousness and awareness, humanity is very much something still to be achieved. So much then for the first lecture, which laid, as it were, the foundation, the basis for the whole course, the whole series. And this is why I've recapitulated this first lecture in some detail.